This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
When it comes to fishing, it pays to go to the best places when the fishing gets tough. And tough it is, particularly at our smaller lakes. The bigger lakes, it takes a little bit longer to reconstruct. So the fishing at the big lakes is not all that bad. We'll talk about those places, one of those places, Truman Lake, in this program. We'll also be looking at our big three reservoirs, deer hunting, and more. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. For some reason, my best fishing trips are typically those made with little pre-planning. In fact, that's exactly what happened recently when the Outdoor Guide magazine editor, Bob Whitehead, and I loaded up his vehicle for a quick overnight trip to Missouri's Truman Lake. The plan that happened a few years ago called for us to head to Truman Lake, Starrett Creek Marina, spend the night in their comfortable motel, and devote the following morning to and with veteran guide Steve Blake. We were then to head home that afternoon after a mere 6 hours or so of fishing. Just 2 weeks earlier, our fishing trip was not on our agendas. Traveling to Truman Lake was not even discussed until the trip was about a week away. Unlike most of our adventures, this particular trip went off without a glitch. In fact, the next morning found us baiting our hooks and waiting for the first crappie by 7 a.m. Our fishing guide had barely stepped into the fishing seat and lowered a lively minnow to the lake when he had hoisted a plump 10-inch crappie into the boat. Using long crappie rods, it was set for the depth. He said most of the fishing action in recent weeks had come from a depth of about 8 feet, which was nearly the length of the rod. As you can see, these are healthier fish, said Steve Blake, even though we're looking for something a little bit larger. He said most of the keeper crappie measure between 10 and 12 inches in length, although he often catches fish that are even bigger. According to Blake, the crappie fishing was good for the recent weeks. The toughest part was locating these fish. Once found, he said it was relatively easy to catch a limit of quality crappie. During our first hour on the water, it seemed like we had to keep moving. We would often catch one or two fish at a sunken brush pile, then the crappie well seemed to dry up. I don't usually have a great deal of success until the water warms, he said. He also said within an hour or two we will start catching these fish in better numbers. Blake continued catching fish by going from sunken brush pile to brush pile. Each spot seemed to produce a crappie or two. Whitehead and I, too, would occasionally add fish to the live well. Finally, Blake had an idea. I know a spot right over by the dam that holds quantities of crappie, he said. You can often catch a dozen or more fish from this spot, and the larger ones are usually among them. Once again, the last-minute decision proved to be a wise one. Within minutes, all three of us were landing quality crappies nearly constantly. After landing a couple of dozen or so of crappie, Whitehead suggested we try our luck at a few white bass. Besides, we had reached our 15 crappie per man limit, and he hoped to bite bass fishing would prove as productive as a crappie action. With more than 30 years of experience on the lake, Blake knew exactly where to locate these fish. Most of these came from underwater humps and ridges near the marina. Though our white bass efforts were met with slower action, it was obvious that these fish were here. It was a matter of waiting until they started feeding. Within a few hours, we managed to catch a decent catch from this area. Blake was a bit disappointed that we were unable to stay until early evening. He says that's when the hybrids began making their appearance. Still, it was obvious by the huge pile awaiting Blake's fillet knife that we had plenty of fillets to bring home. Blake does all of his guiding out of Starrett Creek Marina. He can be reached by calling 660-525-0692. That's 660-525-0692. The good white bass action will continue well in the fall, and anglers have a pretty good chance of landing 5-pound or larger hybrids during an outing. The crappie actually gets even better as the weather stabilizes. According to Blake, the Truman Lake is one of these rare year-round crappie fisheries. There are relatively few days during the year when the wranglers are not hauling crappie from these waters. The summer crappie fishing can be good. He says the winter action can even be better. I actually have some of my best success during the winter months, he added. He also said, though, a fisher might have to bundle up for warmth, we land some mighty nice crappie during the winter. Sturt Creek Marina is a little over a three-hour drive to St. Louis. The marina offers a campground, a store, restaurant, and comfortable lodging facilities, as well as all the fishing amenities most anglers require. Anyone seeking more information about the marina or lodging facilities can give them a call at 660-438-2280. That's 660-438-2280. Fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs is not all that bad compared to the smaller lakes. In fact, at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches right now, largemouth bass are rated fair. They're being caught on minnows, spinnerbaits, rattle traps, and surface jugs, or surface baits. Try flipping the wood, water around the woody structure and fish around bridges and rocks and structure. Crappie are rated fair, as well as the largemouth bass. Fair using minnows and jigs and small crankbaits. Fishing is good around the structure in deeper water and 10 to 12 feet of water. Try the Christmas tree or spider blocks. And the bluegill are rated for good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets, all working well for the bluegill. And they're catching these from the sailboat harbor and the Mine 21 Road. And the channel catfish, fair right now. That's the slowest it's been in a long time. That's some pretty good catfishing up there. Looking for large minnows, leeches, dip baits, shad, and crawlers, all working well. And white bass are rated good using inline spinners and slab spoons. Reports of fish around the 154 bridges and fish along the rocks and the drop-offs. Fish in the shallow braes near brushy cover and bushes. And at the Carlisle Lake right now, the lake is at 448, but we're not sure how long it's going to stay that way. It just depends on how much rain we get. White bass are rated very good right now. Lots of white bass coming in. The points, humps, silos. The trick is to find the shad. If you can find the shad, you can find the white bass. And the crappie are also good. They're turning on anyway. And they're in a summer pattern, deep in the submerged brush. So you can catch these crappie, but you're going to have to lose a few baits to get them. And the channel catfish, absolutely good. All types of live and commercial catfish baits working. And all types of fishing working as well. They're catching these on trout lines, jugs, pulling line, you name it. They're catching lots of channel catfish right now. And at Lake Shelbyville, the lake is a near normal pool, but it could be rising very quickly, depending on the rain. And if you're a crappie fisherman, you know that the crappie there is a bit slow, but it's good compared to many places. And the largemouth bass are fair. Good action and found in the morning and evening hours, and fair action found throughout the day. So as you can see, there's pretty good fishing to be found. And apply now for deer permits. Permit applications will be accepted through the beginning of the season for random daily drawings for 2019 Illinois firearm and muzzleloader deer permits. For details, see the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Hunters may also check the status of their firearm deer permit application in the first and second drawings at the website. And if you're into music, Dixon Mounds Museum will host the second annual Lloyd Lehrer's Hometown Music Festival Saturday, August 24th from 10 to 5. Performances by Andy Hatfield, Solly Burton, Chris Faleo, and the Rocky Ford Founders and Nathan Taylor Band are scheduled as with guests. Performance is welcome. The festival will be held rain or shine, so come on out. Performances will be held at the museum's outdoor stage. For more information, give the folks at Dixon Mounds a call. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.